Beyond the Beauty is a production of iHeartRadio. I'm your host, Bobby Brown.
One year ago, almost to the day, I first met and interviewed Makeup by Mario on my podcast, got his whole life story. What I did know about him is that he had over 8 million followers on Instagram and really started by being Kim Kardashian's makeup artist. I didn't know a lot about him. I fell in love with him. We became friends. It's actually a very interesting interview. You should go back and listen. I wanted to bring him on today because he has launched a new makeup brand called Makeup by Mario. And I wanted to know how his life has changed and what he is doing to really start this business and what he is thinking. So one of the things I really love about Mario is we could not be more different in our makeup styles, but we are very similar as people and makeup artists. And it just shows you that I could learn from him, he could learn from me, and one day he will do my makeup. So please listen to my conversation with Makeup by Mario. Hey, Mario.
Hi, Bobby. How are you?
I'm good. Nice to see you.
Likewise.
So it's been a year.
Exactly, yeah. A year, right? So much has happened in this past year.
So crazy how quickly it seems. Like, it seems like I just met you and saw you.
So, feels like yesterday, right?
Yeah. So here we are in the middle of the pandemic. You are how many months since you launched your amazing brand, Makeup by Mario? How long has it been out?
So we launched on my birthday on October 1st.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And congratulations to you, too, for your new launch.
My baby launch. Yeah. You know what? It's much more fun the second time around because things really don't bother me the way they used to. And you'll get there. This is your first.
Bobby, it's a level of stress and responsibility that I just couldn't imagine. I knew it was going to be stressful and, you know, lots of responsibility and a very different to adjust into this new role. But it's like a lot more than I actually thought it would be. It's quite difficult.
Well, is it so much stress because you care so much about everything? Or are you worried about everything?
All of the above. Worried about everything, and just I think I'm a very controlling person. I'm a control freak, and I want to know every single thing that's going on in every single department and aspect. And so it's hard, you know. And also, I'm a makeup artist, and now I'm in this new role. So just adjusting has been a challenge, but, you know, also a blessing. So I'm not like, I don't want to complain about it because it's also really a blessing. But, you know, I'm getting used to it little by little. Every day gets a little better. And I'm a quick learner. So I think that's good. I'm literally learning every day. Since October, I feel like I've aged like 10 years and I feel like I can even see it on myself. It's quite interesting. But at the end of the day, I'm still grateful, thankful, and I feel just grateful for all of it, you know?
Well, you should be, because first of all, it has been so well received. And I'm really proud of you, because when we met a year ago, we didn't talk about it on the podcast. And for anyone that's listening, you know, I want you to go listen to the podcast I did with Mario, because it was his life story and how he got to where he is. And this podcast is about, you know, launching a brand and what you learn and what you're doing. But I'm really proud of you. The response has been incredible. And what's, so out of how many products do you have right now? Like, how many SKUs?
We launched with 21 SKUs total, including the brushes. And then we just launched our holiday collection. I don't even know the amount of SKUs that was on holiday. So I want to say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Wow. So 10. So we have about 31 SKUs right now.
Well, I just got the lip palette, which now I have two because I ordered one and you sent me one. And it's so awesome. It's really so cool because you've got all the bright colors, you've got all the neutral colors, you've got the dark colors, and then you've got what I really love is the black and the blue and the yellow and the red. And if you're not a makeup artist, you wouldn't really know what to do with those things.
Yes.
But I personally like a touch of blue in all my lipsticks. I've always have. I don't know why. Like, I'm on myself. Yeah. So how many of your, you know, customers are makeup artists wannabes, and how many are, you know, women
So this is a good question. And I'm still learning this. You know, I'm literally learning this every day as I read comments and watch videos and watch the IG stories. And just going back to what you said about sort of makeup artists know what to do with that lip palette. So what I'm finding is that not all makeup artists do know, because I posted the other day just a little simple video of me mixing and showing them examples of what these primaries do. And what I found was that when I went into the comments and I started reading everyone's comments, a great deal of those comments were from makeup artists that were saying, oh, thank you for explaining that, because I didn't know, you know. And so what I just had, like, this kind of moment where I was like, oh my god, so during the development process of this product, I immediately thought that every artist would just know naturally, right? But, you know, not every artist has primary colors that they mix. They just sort of have their lip palettes that they scoop the lipsticks into, and they don't, you know, not everyone uses the primaries. So what I found was that was really interesting to me, that I thought during the development process that for sure any artist would know how to do it, and even some consumers, but that's not the case. So that is something I'm learning more of every day. And so now I'm sort of making it a point to do more education and really breaking it down and showing everyone. But to answer your question about, you know, how much of my are makeup artists versus the consumer, I think it's a big mixture. You know, I certainly do have a lot of artist followers because of the masterclass, which was the majority of the masterclass students are makeup artists. And then there's, you know, the regular non-artists as well. I don't know exactly the numbers though, you know, or how to sort of divide that right now, but I think it takes time to figure it all out.
And what is your biggest surprise just from what you're hearing from your customers? What is the biggest, like, I never would have thought that?
Oh, good question. There's been quite a bit of those moments. You know, like, for example, with I had this product, the Master Metals, which comes with, like, sort of the metal manipulator that you scrape, or you don't have to scrape it. You could just kind of use the manipulator on a brush, and it turns the metal pigment into a liquid. So I thought, you know, and originally I thought, you know, this is going to be more for the artist, and because I always want to create something special and unique for the artist on set. And that product turned out to be one of the hits of the entire collection in the sense that, so all of the press and media, like, that was the product that they all wrote about. And then that was a product that kind of sparked this, you know, inspiration and creativity. And so a lot of people, not just artists, by far, a lot of people that were not artists got really excited about that product. And I started seeing comments and people writing me saying that, you know, I'd been out of the makeup scene for a while. And this launch really inspired me to get back into makeup and start doing my makeup. And it's so fun. And so that has been amazing. You know, I initially, to be honest, I didn't even intend for that product to be in the retailer because I just thought that they wouldn't want it, but it did wind up, you know, going into the retailer. But the feedback was amazing, you know, especially during this time of COVID, you know. So yeah, that made me really excited. And, you know, it just kind of shows that you should follow your gut and create what it is that feels right for you.
During this pandemic, you're at home and you are literally working on your makeup launch. Like, what are some of the things that you have done that maybe if we weren't in lockdown, you know, you wouldn't have to do? Like, for example, I love that I was able to promote Jones Road from from my bedroom or my kitchen on a laptop instead of having to spend the day and going there and choosing an outfit. And it was so easy and I loved it. So what are some of the upsides about being, you know, stuck at home?
Yeah, the upsides, I guess, would be there was a lot of downsides for me, to be honest with you, Bobby. I really wish that I could have been out there and going into store events and doing masterclasses live and meeting, you know, press junkets. Like, I'd never done press junkets where it was solely done all day on Zoom. Like, that, it's challenging for me. I'm not so much of a, I think people maybe think I'm a very digital savvy, but I'm really not such a digital savvy person. I struggle a bit with this end of the things, you know. So, you know, I think what you just mentioned, actually, yeah, maybe that it's a little bit easier sometimes that you don't have to get ready and go out there and travel and get on an airplane, although I do miss those things a lot, you know. But I think maybe at the end of the day, maybe that was a bit easier, like for me personally, that I didn't have to go on there, jump on a plane, travel nonstop, and possibly that I'm able to reach even more people by doing it, doing things like this, you know, more on the digital way.
Oh my God, your masterclass could be one of the biggest, you know, digital masterclasses out there. Is that something that you're working on?
I am. And I think about it every day, and I'm going to start really planning it. Maybe I'm going to possibly do it for the beginning of 2021. It's going to require a little bit of planning. I want to figure out, Bobby, how to do it where it's not edited, where it feels like it does in person. I think the beauty of the masterclass is, you know, it was the whole day. Right. And so I would do makeup and answer questions the whole time and everything. It was like a stream of consciousness. Right. Mm-hmm. I'm just pouring out my heart and explaining to them what I'm doing. And then we take a lunch break. And so I want to figure out how to do that digitally in the right way where, you know, they're going to feel like it's that same experience. Right. Because there's an energy when you're doing a live event that lacks when you're doing something digitally. And so I struggle with that part of it. So I'm just about finding out and figuring out how I'm going to produce this and how I'm going to make it feel exactly like it would in an event when I'm doing a live class in a theater. But that is definitely on one of the top things on my list is that I want to do a digital masterclass. And I think, honestly, I'd be able to really reach a lot more people, you know, because it's going to require a different type of production, right? Where I think that the fees to join the class are going to be much lower than they are in person. And so I feel like it'll probably be great because I'll be able to really reach a lot more people. I just have to figure out the exact format that I want to do it in that feels authentic to me and that feels right.
I mean, I don't know if there's a way to do like an Instagram live that's private and only certain people could get it. And maybe there's two tiers. There's the people that buy all the products that you have a smaller group that's like a VIP and you have breakfast with them or teach. And then you open it up to the big, more affordable. I mean, there's so many ways.
Here's the thing also. So my masterclasses has never, Bobby, they've never been based on product, right? It was based on technique, the artistry, and not on the product. Obviously, I have to mention the products because people ask me what I'm using. So that's another thing is that, you know, I know that I am a brand owner now and I have to sell product, right? But to me, the masterclass is a little bit different in that it's not product focused. I'm going to use my product obviously because I love them, but yeah, that's a challenge for me too. Is that I want to keep the masterclass how it was, very authentic, not based on the product. And I have my own product now, so naturally I'm going to use those products. But I just have to figure all of that out. It's a big change for me, you know.
But you also created the products from all your experience doing your masterclasses, so it's authentic. And I think people would want to know what would Mario use when he's doing this, you know? I mean, honestly, first of all, your technique is, you know, when I watch you do makeup, it's so different than my technique. And I don't even know how you are able to apply that makeup and make it all blended and look, it's amazing. I mean, I don't understand it because I'm not that kind of an artist, but I'm in awe of it. And I'd love to, I don't even think even if you taught me, I'd be able to figure it out.
No, you would. Bobby, I even with the makeup that you do that I see all the time on Instagram, I mean, I totally get it. And so I just think we're artists, like innately artists at heart. And like, you know, your looks that are so natural and so minimal, but they make sense 100% to me. And it totally matches and fits you. With me, I think it just, I probably use more product, but like little bits of product and then sort of build and blend and build and blend. I think that's because of the clients that I do and the clients that book me on a consistent basis tend to be more of the glam girls or the pop stars that like, you know, that more glamorous, you know, slightly transformational type of makeup. And so that's sort of the makeup that I'm known for a lot, mm-hmm. Because that's what I was booked for consistently for so many years in my career. But I also love the, you know, really quick and fast and natural stuff too. Love the stuff that you do as well.
Oh, you know what? First of all, for anyone listening out there, we are allowed to be different and appreciate each other. So talk to me a little bit about where you think the brand is going. Like what haven't you done yet? Because you've got these amazing palettes, you've got this amazing lipstick, glosses. Like, what haven't you done?
Oh, I mean, there's so much I haven't done. You know, I'm working on slowly, you know, building a core brand first. So and that's everything, complexion, you know, mascara, concealers, powders, blushes. So I want to build the, you know, the core brand little by little with each collection, and then just go from there. But I mean, I haven't done so many, but I am working simultaneously on so many different categories and collections, just because it takes so much time. The product development experience it's amazing. You know, it's very different from what I've done and what I'm used to. And even with that, I really learn so much every day. And then you make mistakes too, obviously, right? Because I'm not an expert in that. You know, I don't know the sort of the words and the things that PD people use and stuff. I'm not 100% familiar with yet. I kind of speak in my own language, and then they interpret that, and then they sort of take over. But yeah, that whole process is such a learning experience for me, really exciting. And but definitely I still have even more to learn, you know, in that process. And I'm sure you're a pro at that, because you've done it for so many years. And actually, I know you're supposed to ask questions, but what advice do you have for me in that whole area?
Well, my first advice for you is to sit down for a second and breathe and realize and realize how amazing you are doing, and how lucky you are to be doing this, and how much fun it is. And just really be in the moment, Mario, because you only launch once. Just wait. Like, there's so many things you've got to figure out personally, how to let things go and not be so, like, okay, you know, so intense on anything, and just appreciate it and be a sponge and learn. But as far as product development people, it's to me, when you are someone that has a brand, it's everything, because you need people that will understand the words that come out of your mouth and don't get upset when you say, I hate this. I don't like this. This is, I personally never liked silicone. So my team knew if they were ever going to show me something, I was going to say, yuck, I can't stand this.
That is so funny that you say that. You know, I have something against it too. I don't like that texture. Yeah. Whenever I could feel it instantly when I touch a product and it has that silicone-y thing, I do not like that instantly. That's really funny.
It is funny, but I didn't even know that until one of my product development people said, every time I show you something with silicone, you hate it. So I'm like, you're right. And so honestly, like, you've got to make sure that the product development people are your posse. Like, they're the ones, you know, that you just need to, they need to, like, be in your brain and understand. Or when you're doing something with makeup and you have this idea, they're the ones that you call. Like, don't even bother calling the business people. Call the product development, get the product, and then figure out, then give it to the business people to figure out, you know, how to make it, you know, something.
Yeah, we've been working on that a lot. Like, you know, I'm right next door, so my office is attached to the PD room, and so we're constantly in there and doing sessions, and I have my little makeup station there set up in my chair and my mirror, and whenever I want to show them something that I love, or show them a technique of mine for a certain category, or test the products that we're working on. So I've been going in there more and more every day, and, like, literally just doing makeup. I find that the best thing and the best outcome is always when I'm able to just do makeup and speak about what I'm doing, what I like, what I don't like, and then they take all that information. So yeah, that I've been doing that more and more every day, and that's been really helpful. And also great for me, because when you start, you know, when you become a brand owner and, you know, there's all these new responsibilities, and I'm so used to going out there and doing makeup every day on my clients, and I get lost in that. You know, you focus and you get lost for those 2 or 3 hours, whatever it is, and I haven't really had the time to do that so much since I started the brand, and, you know, aside from doing some shoots and things like that, but you know, I miss just getting lost in makeup and doing makeup and not thinking about anything else, just focusing on that. And so I'm starting to do that little by little every day more and more. And it's had such a great impact on just me in general. I really need to do makeup a lot, right, and to do it often.
And I've always had my copywriter come and sit with me whenever I'm doing makeup, because then I, like, later when they say, okay, tell me how to use it, tell me what this means to you, it's so hard to bring it up. But when I'm in the middle of it doing makeup, so she's always there, and she
That's
writes it
a
all
good
down.
Idea.
Yeah, you do
that
it once. Then you do
know,
it
Bobby,
once.
I struggle with that too. About like, when they ask, like, okay, well, what is the technique? I'm like, well, I don't know how to write it.
Yeah,
like,
you just smush it on. Yeah. But that, and you've got to make sure the copywriter understands that. So it's got to be someone you actually, you know, love hanging with, and they would understand, and they can ask you the questions. And, you know, so instead of, like, trying later to do it, you do everything you can now. And, you know, so that's another thing. But I think it's so interesting and exciting what you're doing because it's really different. I love your packaging. I think it's so fresh and so clean. And I'm obsessed with two things, especially the liquid. I don't even know how to describe it. I don't even know what
the secret glow, the bomb.
It is
the
so cool. How did you figure that out?
So that happened because I would always use the Elizabeth Arden Adar cream.
Right.
That's what I would use to achieve that sort of non-sparkly, non-textured glow. And I love Adar cream, but the only problem with it is that it does tend to, after a little bit, really break down the product that's underneath it and interferes with the texture of the foundation or powder or whatever it is underneath it. And then it also is quite a bit, liquidy, right? It's a little bit too liquidy. And so I wanted a product that will give me that glow, but that you could tap on and that it's not going to slide all over the place. So it has like a controlled grip to it and without disrupting the textures underneath. And it works, obviously, it works beautifully on bare skin when you just have nothing at all. But also for those more glam girls that like to put more product on, it sits on top of that product and that glow stays without disrupting the textures underneath. And so that's pretty much how it came about. And it's such a simple, small, little simple product. But yeah, that's one of my favorite products for just a natural glow, but also that sort of glam glow. But, really, truly inspired by my technique of the type of glow that I like to do, especially in the red carpets and things like that.
And it works even if you don't have makeup on. Like you just put it on your cheek and it's just that nice little sheen, which is really cool.
Yes.
I also love, I don't know if it's sparkle or shimmer, the little round pots.
Okay, those are the Master Crystal Reflectors.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Do you like the white one or the gold one or the bronzy one?
I like the white one and the gold one.
Yeah, the white one's my favorite. It's called Quartz because that one really looks like water. And again, just a really simple, easy product that you could use with a finger and you just literally tap twice on the eyelid. And then for those that want more pigment and for it to be more dramatic, then you swipe it, right? But I love anything that you could use with a finger really quickly. As an artist, it's great when you're on set and you can do something without having to rely on other products or other brushes to achieve it. And so, I thought with that product, I really did think about the consumer a lot too. And people like my sisters and, who are intimidated by maybe eyeshadows with glitter in them or shimmer in them. And so I thought this product was just a really simple, easy, sheer product. And then, I intended it more for the eyes. But then again, I know you mentioned earlier how things sometimes turn out differently than you'd expected. So there are so many people that are using this as their face highlighter, which I didn't intend it for that, but people are loving it for that. And so that makes me happy. I learn a lot from everyone too. And I get inspired by all of the artists that are using the product and the consumers.
How are you taking care of yourself these days?
I am definitely trying to take care of myself. I'm on I never used to be on a routine in my life before the brand, only solely because of my travel schedule. It was all over the place, Bobby, like literally all over the place. So I was never able to get onto a nice routine. And ever since I want to say for the past several months, my executive assistant has sort of really put me on a routine now that I'm home and I'm come to the office and I have more of a schedule. So I do now my workouts 3 to 4 times a week at the same time all the time. I schedule my, my lunch and my snacks and literally. So I've discovered in this process that I am so much more better in every sense of the word when I have structure and routine. And so I've been doing that with myself, with working out, with diet, taking care of my, my face and my skin and, massages and things like that. So, anything and everything, as long as it's like a routine and a schedule for me, I get it done and it doesn't feel like work. It just feels like it's, meant to be or that it should be that way. So that's been a big positive of all this, is that I've been able to have like a routine for the first time in my life and know where I'm going each day and not be like living out of a suitcase,
Yeah. Well, I think that's super, super important. So, anyways, I cannot wait to see what else you're going to do with this line, what else you're going to do. And I hope that we get to do this podcast in a year to find out, what else is new. But Mario, since this podcast is called Beyond the Beauty, I'm going to ask you the same question I ask everyone, which is what does beauty mean to you?
What does beauty mean to me? I'd probably have answered this question differently a couple of years ago. Beauty means to me, I don't know, Bobby, it means sort of, it's like a feeling to me, even more so, you know, than anything. It's a feeling of like happiness, because when I see beauty and when I create beauty, when I feel beauty, I feel like inspiration. I feel inspired and I feel happiness. So I associate it with that, just this feeling of happiness and this feeling of being inspired, which to me, that is, for me, has always been one of the greatest feelings. I love to be inspired, and beauty inspires me, you know, not just on the face, not in makeup, just any type of beauty, whether it's nature, interior design, architecture. I get inspired by beauty. It makes me happy. I like to make things beautiful.
Oh. And then I'm going to ask you a couple speed round questions. So what's the last thing you read?
Ooh, it was something political. So I don't want to, I don't want to say. It was something.
Well, then you don't have to say that. I'm just going to say, because I just thought of it. If anyone hasn't read the New Yorker article on you, I tell everyone to go find it. Congratulations. That was epic.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. Epic. Thank you. You know, Bobby, I didn't read, like, when that came out, I was too afraid to read it because I just didn't know what to expect. That interview was a year long, the process of that interview. She followed the editor, Rachel Syme, the journalist, essentially followed me around for a year. And so I had no idea what this story was going to be about. And I froze the morning that it came out and I wouldn't read it. I had to wait to get a physical copy in order to read it. I'm getting the chills not even thinking about it. And so finally, when I found the physical copy, that's when I sat down and read it. It was pretty amazing. That's definitely a highlight. I just felt so honored that, like, you know, that's one of those things I would have just never thought, like me of all people, to be taken seriously in any way, like by that type of, you know,
journalist.
That type of journalism, then by that type of publication. It did a lot for my self-confidence and my self-esteem.
And what's the last TV show you binged?
Wretched on Netflix with Sarah Paulson, who I love. She's one of my favorite actresses, and I am so excited. I tried to start last night watching The Crown with this new era of Princess Diana. Princess Diana is one of my all-time favorites, and so I'm really excited to sit down and watch now all of these episodes.
Yeah,
what about you,
too,
Bobby?
Actually. Me too. We sat down to watch The Crown, and my husband put it on, and all of a sudden I'm like, Stephen, it's an old one, and he wouldn't get off. It was an old one. It was one of the early ones, but we watched it again. And then when he finally put it on, it was 10 o'clock and I fell asleep. So I'm gonna watch it tonight. And what's the last thing you ate?
Last thing I ate was a protein shake after the gym today, a protein shake with blueberries and walnuts and some chia seeds and some collagen powder. That was it. Oh, and some coconut milk. So I had that shake, and then I'm going to have lunch after this, actually.
And what are you having for dinner tonight?
Dinner, I don't know yet. So lunch, I know what I'm having. Dinner, I don't know yet. I guess it depends on my mood. When I get home, I start thinking about what I want to have for dinner.
And do you cook?
I can cook. I just don't. I'm too lazy, to be honest. I don't want to make a mess in the kitchen, so I just kind of order the food.
And what time do you get home from the office?
Different times, depending on my schedule. But typically, I want to say anywhere from 5 to 7-ish.
Okay, that's not bad. All right. Yeah. Well, Mario, I am really proud of you. And I am, you know, honestly, I'm always here from the sidelines if you ever need me, you know, wishing you well, anything you need. And, you know, just keep being you and keep being a better you. So
thank you so much.
Tell everyone where they could find your makeup.
So makeupamera.com, Sephora, and Sephora Canada right now.
Be well and big kiss.
Thank you so much, Bobby. I really appreciate it.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.